Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents His Truth by Riley Hart, narrated by Joel Leslie. Prologue. Roman Cipriani's head snapped back. The punch landed right on his jaw. Pain seared through him. His brain rattled as he stumbled backward and struggled to stay on his feet. There was no use in trying as another body slammed into him, knocking him to the lawn. A rock jammed into his back, causing him to let out an oomph before the second person straddled him and blow after blow pounded his ribs. He looked into the wild eyes of his older brother, Anthony.
"Get off him! He probably likes that too much!"
Their dad shouted at Anthony.
"No, I swear I don't like it!"
Roman pleaded.
"Shut up!"
His dad growled just as Anthony pulled away.
"Get up!"
Roman stumbled to his feet, seeing stars. His head rang, his brain hurt, but he knew if he didn't stand up, if he didn't accept his punishment, it would only be worse. He wondered if the neighbors saw them. If anyone closed their windows so they could pretend they didn't hear his father and brother beating him behind their fence. None of them would stop it. He knew that. No one wanted to fuck with his father. And if they knew why he was getting pummeled, maybe they'd think he deserved it. His heart clenched, hoping his dad wouldn't tell them why he and Anthony were giving him the beating. Maybe they'd be too ashamed to tell. Anthony's fist hit his stomach.
Fuck!
He felt like something exploded inside him. He bent and clutched his waist just as his dad's punch hit him in the eye. Pain exploded in his head. Blood and sweat mixed with the tears in his eyes.
Stop! Please, stop!
He couldn't take much more, but he didn't dare say it. Not if he wanted this beating to end anytime soon. The weaker he was about it, the longer it would last. He fought to stay on his feet. His muscles felt like the pasta they'd eat when the neighborhood got together for a large pot of sauce. His legs couldn't hold him up any longer, and he went to his knees. The punches and kicks kept coming. He wondered if they would kill him. He heard his brother's laugh, his father's anger. Maybe it would be better if he died here. It would be a whole lot easier than living with them. It would be a whole lot easier than living with himself. As pain pierced every part of Roman's body, his vision swam deeper, into more muddled waters. And one thought swept through his head. He would never experience this again. He'd do whatever it took not to be the guy shit like this happened to. He'd do whatever he could to be normal. To stay away from Leo, because this was all Leo's fault anyway. If he didn't die today, they'd at least killed all the messed up shit that got him here in the first place. 1. 12 years later.
Mr. Cipriani, I have the risk and profitability report you asked for.
Polly, his secretary, set the folder down on the desk.
Thank you, I appreciate it. Can you hold all my calls, please?
She gave him a smile and nodded before slipping out of his office, closing the door behind her. Roman rubbed his temples. His head pounded. He had a stack of work that needed to be done, plus the report to go over, but he didn't feel like getting lost in numbers and finances. Not today. He loosened his tie and leaned back in his chair. He'd slept like shit last night, tossed and turned for hours on end. It wasn't really a surprise to him, though. That happened often around this time of year. The memories started to resurface, the dreams interrupting his sleep, until he found a way to bury them all again. God damn it! It had been 12 years. The old Roman was dead. Gone. Died with his father years ago and thrived even more when his brother got locked up. He was a different man. He'd worked his ass off to get out of the slums, to get away from the demons of his past. He wanted to become someone, and he'd done that. He wasn't a drug dealer like his father. He'd gotten a full ride in college, gotten his master's degree in finance. Yet sometimes he was still that kid his dad and brother had beaten till he nearly died. Fuck. Roman rubbed a hand over his face. He needed to get his shit together. There was no reason to keep dwelling on his past like this. At 28, he should be over it. He groaned when his phone rang. Hadn't he just asked Polly to hold his calls? But then he knew if she let one through, there was a good reason for it. Yeah, he said into the phone.
Sorry to bother you. I know you said no calls, but it's Amy. She said she tried your cell, but it rang at home. You must have forgotten it.
Shit. He really must have been out of it this morning if he left his cell phone at home. He was typically glued to the damn thing. His whole life was on that phone. That's fine, Polly. You can put her through. There was a click, a transfer on the line, and then...
Who are you, and what did you do with the Roman I know? You left your phone at home. That's unheard of.
He chuckled. I'm not sure what happened. I didn't sleep well last night, so I was a little out of it this morning. There was a short pause, and then...
Oh, I would have come in and worn you out if I'd known.
He rolled his eyes playfully, even though she couldn't see him. We broke up, remember? And it was you who broke up with me.
Only because I had the guts to do it when you didn't. I know you love me, Roman. But we both know you're not in love with me. We're better off as friends.
He wished he were in love with her. He thought maybe he wasn't capable of falling in love with anyone. It just wasn't how he was built. If he could love someone else, it would be Amy.
Yes, you're right. We're better off as friends. Then why the offer of sex?
Because I'm a woman with a healthy libido, and love me or not, you're good in the sack.
Roman let out a loud laugh at that. Leave it to Amy to put it all on the table that way. I'm honored you're so impressed with my ability to give you orgasms. Still, as he teased her, his gut clenched. Sex with Amy had been... well, better than sex with other women he'd been with. He enjoyed it, and he got off. But he'd be completely okay if they never fucked again. He wasn't sure what that said about him. The fact that he didn't love sex the way a lot of men did. It was nice, but he didn't understand the fascination with it. And he also knew that wasn't normal. Which was why he kept it to himself. Despite having broken up, Amy still lived with him. He liked having her around, and knew she felt the same about him.
Did you have a reason to call, other than me leaving the phone? I have a mountain of paperwork in front of me. I should get back to it.
Amy sighed, and the twist in his gut coiled tighter. She always sighed before she said something she knew he wouldn't want to hear.
Just say it.
I wanted to check on you. I know you didn't sleep well last night. I was up watching TV and could hear you moaning. You had another nightmare, didn't you?
He closed his eyes, took a deep breath, and felt like the weakest piece of shit on the planet. It was hard to get over sometimes. The past. Hard to steel himself and not feel fragile and emotional. Hard to feel like the man his father tried to beat him into. the one he'd wanted to become.
You know you can tell me anything, don't you? We're not together anymore, but you're more than my roommate. You're my best friend, Roman. People talk to their friends. What do you have nightmares about?
Most people didn't know much about his childhood. They didn't know much about him pre-college at all. He tried to forget those days existed. Every single part of them. Some things were easier to forget than others. Amy knew he had a dark past, that he hadn't had a good relationship with his father or his brother before his dad lost his life to gun violence and his brother ended up in prison, which he guessed was really the only story there was to tell.
I don't have nightmares about anything, Amy. I'm fine, okay?
Liar,
she replied. He had no interest in doing this.
I need to get back to work.
Fine. I should probably do something myself. Do you want to go out tonight? Get a drink or something? Maybe it'll do us both some good after a long week.
He probably needed that, but didn't want to commit to anything. If he didn't feel like being around people, he'd stay at the office all night and work. She knew him well enough to know how it went.
Maybe. I'll let you know later, okay? It depends on how much I get done.
He didn't know how Amy put up with him. She was such a social person, and he wasn't. It had been hard for them when they were together because Roman hadn't wanted to spend time with people outside of Amy. At least not often. He'd been more satisfied when it was only the two of them. There was another pause, and he thought maybe Amy would argue with him. But she just said,
"Okay. I love you."
"I love you too."
She was the only person in his life who'd ever loved him. And likely the only person he'd ever loved as well. Anything else had been a lie.
Leo Mancini rolled over to find a warm body next to him in bed.
Fuck. He'd forgotten he brought someone home with him last night. Didn't the guy realize he wasn't supposed to stay? Fucking leave. Those were the rules. Fuck. And leave.
Hey.
Damn it. What was the man's name? He couldn't remember. Rick? Rob? Something with an R?
Hey.
He poked the dark-haired man's side.
Bad aim. My ass is a little lower, I'm behind me. Unless you want my dick, then slip your hand around front. I have to tell you, in case you couldn't tell last night, it's my ass I like to use more than my cock.
Okay. That didn't sound too bad. But no, he didn't want to think with his cock right now. He had things to do, and he wasn't real fond of sleeping with the same man twice.
You need to go.
R with the dark hair rolled over at that.
Seriously?
His brows pulled together. He had traces of eyeliner around his eyes and a few tattoos. He looked younger than Leo himself, but definitely legal.
That was good.
Did he think this was something more than a hookup? They met in a club, for God's sake.
Yeah, I need to get to work.
Which was a lie. He didn't go in until tonight, but he really wasn't good at the whole morning after thing. He basically just wanted to be left alone.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
The man got out of bed, showing off a nice tight ass. Leo rethought his decision just for a second, but didn't change his mind. He watched as the man pulled on his jeans, no underwear, and then looked around for his shirt.
I had fun.
he said before grabbing his tea off the lampshade and pulling it on. Me too. Leo got out of bed to walk him to the door. The having fun thing wasn't a lie. The more he woke up, the more he remembered screwing the guy in every position possible. When they made it to the door, R turned around. He kissed Leo, and Leo let him. R let his hand trail over Leo's chest, ghosting down to his dick. And Leo let him stroke that once, too, before the guy pulled back. See you around sometime. He winked and then walked out the door. Leo almost called him back. He was doing a whole hell of a lot of flip-flopping this morning. But he didn't. He just made sure the door was locked, then stumbled to his bed and went back to sleep. He slept for another few hours before getting up for good. Leo checked his phone and saw a missing phone call from his mom, which he ignored. It never went well when they spoke anyway. He threw some clothes on, carried his bike downstairs, and then rode it down to the corner store, where he got some lunch, having slept through breakfast. He didn't have a car. It was pretty easy to get around Los Angeles without one. And even if it wasn't, he didn't have the money to buy much of anything on four wheels. Leo was okay with that. He lived a minimalist life, just the way he liked. He'd grown up in a house big enough to get lost in, with parents who thought money equaled happiness. It didn't. This life did. He was happy. The perfect kid they'd tried to make him into was dead. And Leo wouldn't have it any other way.
2.
Amy had talked Roman into going out to dinner with her. They went to one of their favorite restaurants in Hollywood, but Roman was still distracted most of the evening. His eyes stung from lack of sleep, but he didn't want to go home either. She'd be more likely to bug him to find out what was wrong. He needed to work himself out of this funk. He hated it when he got like this. After so many years, it shouldn't be a problem. He'd been reborn. Only his past life still tried to creep in sometimes.
"Let's go get a drink," Amy said when they finished eating. "There's a club in town I've wanted to go to."
He shrugged. He wasn't really a club guy. But hell, he was already out with her. He might as well go. They climbed into Roman's black Lexus, and he followed her directions. They pulled up to a club called Full Throttle, that was obviously the place to be if you wanted to meet up with people. Even the sidewalk was packed, so he could only imagine what it was like inside. People swarmed out front and also filled the outdoor patio, and security waited at each entrance. He decided he really didn't want to be here. But then the valet was there asking for his keys.
"No turning back now,"
Amy winked at him. Roman groaned and got out of the car. He handed his keys over, got his ticket. And the second he stepped onto the sidewalk, something about the crowd hit him. Why are 90% of the people male? Was it a strip club or something? Amy pushed a lock of her red hair behind her ear and bit her lip. She grabbed his hand, and damned if Roman didn't realize it was shaking.
It's a gay club, baby,"
she told him. Everything inside him froze, crystallized. Sound became muffled, like he was wearing earplugs. Absently, he reached up, touched the small scar on his right eyebrow as his vision blurred slightly. No. No, 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 no. In reflex, Roman pulled his hand away. His ears started to clear again and his vision evened out. She'd taken him to a gay club. Why the fuck would his ex-girlfriend take him to a gay club?
I don't know what kind of joke you're trying to play on me, Amy, but I'm not in the mood.
It's not a joke. And I think you know it.
Roman's gut churned. He felt like he was going to be sick. What the fuck? Why would she bring him here?
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not...
He looked around, lowered his voice, and said,
gay.
But really, did he have to be gay to go to a gay bar? He didn't. There was nothing wrong with it, yet his past twisted up his gut. All he could think was that he wasn't gay, yet she had taken him here. He'd been in a relationship with her. He cared about her. It wasn't as though Amy was the only woman he'd been with.
Roman's stomach cramped.
He felt like he'd been hit in it. His father and Anthony's fists raining down on him again.
It's okay if you are. You know that, right?
She tried to grab his hand again, but he held it up, warning her off.
I don't know what I did to make you think I'm gay, but I'm not. And I don't appreciate being called out like this. God, Amy! Springing a fucking gay club on me? Even if I were gay, couldn't you think of a better way to ask me?
Without meaning to, he'd raised his voice. People turned his way and gave him dirty looks. Guilt kicked around inside him. This wasn't a big deal. He could be here and be straight. He didn't want to offend anyone. And he had no right to treat Amy like this. No matter what, he knew she cared about him. And she only did what she thought was best for Roman.
Okay, okay. You're right. I'm sorry. I don't know what I was thinking.
No, I'm sorry. I just...
He just what? What he wanted to know was why. What had he done to make her believe this? The hairs on the back of his neck rose. His pulse sped up. He wasn't gay. He wasn't. He couldn't be. That wasn't Roman Cipriani. His hands still shook. Suddenly, he really fucking needed a drink. Roman turned, pushed his way through the crowd. Without looking, he knew Amy was on his heels. He'd almost passed the club, almost cleared it to head for another bar, when his eyes veered to the side. Roamed over the patio. Men danced, kissed, drank. They held hands. Some sat at tables. Servers walked around with drinks. And that's when he saw him. Roman's feet rooted to the ground, held still as though it was impossible for him to move. And it was. He couldn't fucking breathe, much less take a step as he watched the man set a drink on a table. He winked his right eye. They weren't close enough for Roman to see the color, but he knew they were hazel. His skin was the same shade of light brown as Roman's. He had the same dark hair, slightly curly on top. He was muscular in ways he didn't used to be. Broader than Roman himself, but still slightly shorter. He had earrings in his ears that hadn't been there before either. He touched an African-American man's shoulder, clearly flirting with him. He said something to the guy before he locked their fingers together, even though the guy wasn't alone at the table. There was another wink, and then he pulled his hand away. And in that moment, every fucking thing in Roman flipped, twisted and tied into knots.
Roman? Are you okay?
Amy asked, her voice distant like she was a mile away. No, he wasn't. He really fucking wasn't. He felt Amy grab hold of his arm. He felt her tension and confusion, but he couldn't make himself turn to look at her. Couldn't make himself
speak at all. Just then the man looked up. They were standing less than 10 feet apart. Their gazes met, and he saw recognition there. But then the man's eyes went hard. It wasn't the way he used to look at Roman. Not at all. Hate blazed a fierce fire in the other man's stare as Roman let himself speak the name he hadn't let himself think, let alone say, in years. Leo. God, he'd never been inside a house this fucking big in his life. It was like a mansion or something. A place he saw on TV shows where the celebrities lived. Are you sure I should be here? Won't your parents care? He knew the answer to that. Leo's parents would lose their minds if they knew Roman was here. And he wouldn't blame them.
No one's home. They won't be here until late tonight. They're at a benefit for the children's hospital.
Roman had never even heard of such a thing. Not in real life, at least. Maybe on TV. Dude, he watched too much fucking television. Let's go upstairs. He should tell Leo no. Should get the fuck out of there before something went wrong. It was more than the fact that he shouldn't be in this house. He shouldn't be friends with Leo at all. The kid was fucking loaded, and his parents wouldn't want him hanging out with someone like Roman. Hell, Roman's dad wouldn't want him hanging out with someone like Leo either. He hated people like them. Said people like Leo's dad tried to pretend they didn't come from the same streets his father came from. He called people like Leo and his family soft. And to his father, that was one of the worst things you could be. Roman had seen him hurt people he thought were weak. Every time he closed his eyes, he saw the pain his father had inflicted. Which was why Roman couldn't let himself be anything but strong. Leo's dad had grown up in the same neighborhood. Both their grandfathers had been poor fishermen. Leo's dad had wanted something better for his life. Roman's dad didn't give a shit. He always said people like Leo's dad thought they were too fucking good. He hated rich people, but he hated rich Italian people from his neighborhood even more. And he didn't hate anyone as much as he hated Leo's dad. Not just because they came from the same streets, but because now Leo's dad was a fucking judge. Not just any judge, either. He'd once put Roman's dad in jail. Roman knew because his brother dragged him to the courthouse with him. They hoped when their dad said he was raising two kids alone, it would help. It hadn't. And that had been the first time he'd seen Leo. They'd been 13. They talked outside for a few minutes before Anthony came out and told him to get away from Leo. Pretty boy piece of shit, Anthony had called Leo. And that time, Roman had listened, walking away from him. But now, 2 years later? Now he didn't. He followed Leo up the stairs. They curved. He'd never seen anything like that. Why the fuck did stairs need to curve? My room's this way. Leo walked down the long hallway. The carpet was perfect. There were nice paintings on the walls. And Roman hated himself for wondering how much they were worth. He could maybe sell something like that and make a shit ton of money for his dad. He'd make him proud. He wanted nothing more than to make his dad proud the way his brother did. Leo's room was the last one on the left. It had double doors. Why did a bedroom need two fucking doors? They went inside and Leo closed the doors behind them. Roman's eyes wandered around the space. The bed was huge. He had a big-ass TV, video game systems, and all sorts of other shit Roman didn't have. Jesus, you're fucking spoiled. He really needed to watch how often he took the Lord's name in vain.
His dad sold drugs, did drugs, stole sh-
Sample complete. Ready to continue?